This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
This theme of this series is Through the Looking Glass. It's the book of 2 Corinthians. And the theme of all the messages this next 8 weeks is how that the Apostle Paul said, look at everything that happens in your life, good and bad, through the looking glass of Jesus Christ. The focus has got to be on him. In the first chapter today, we're going to talk about grief. Some of you have never experienced grief, but you will. Some of you have experienced grief. Some of you are going through it right now. And the Apostle Paul talks to us today about what it means to go through grief and how you have to focus on the Lord, who's the comforter. He's the source of all comfort. Well, I want to begin with a story told by Tim, who's from Providence, Rhode Island. I believe that God lives in Chicago. This I know, not just because the Bible tells me so, but because of an unexpected encounter in the windy city of Chicago. My girlfriend and I were visiting friends in Chicago. We went to a Sunday morning service at a local church. I remember nothing unusual about the service, but during the service, my mind wandered, and I began thinking about a friend. Something percolated in my chest. I've never heard anyone use that phrase. Something percolated in my chest and welled up to my throat. I started to weep. And once I started, I couldn't stop. The congregation was standing, but I had to sit. My girlfriend scoured her purse for a tissue, and I sat clamping my hand over my mouth because I wanted to sob. You see, my friend's name was Christopher. He was a bright young man with a sharp intellect and a personality with charisma. But he suffered from depression and alcoholism, and only a few years earlier he had taken his own life. He was just 21. Chris was my only friend during my teenage years. C.S. Lewis wrote of being surprised by joy. There in a Chicago church, I was surprised by grief. Like a blow to the back of the head, it suddenly struck me that my friend was gone and I would never see him again. I cried when Chris died, but not like this, not like this. I managed to compose myself, and when people in the church turned around, just like we do here, to shake hands with people around them, to say God bless you or whatever, hello, he said, I only saw two people behind me, a frail elderly woman and what looked to be a middle-aged son. I took the man's hand and said, God bless you. He looked into my eyes with earnest concern and said, may God give you the comfort in your sorrow. May God give you comfort that you need in your sorrow. That, of course, made me weep even more. Even the simple acknowledgement of my pain and my sorrow meant the world to me. I was too overcome even to tell this man, this stranger, that God had already given me comfort through him. Now, I want you to listen to that again. That's the most important statement out of this story. I was too overcome even to tell the man that God had already given me comfort through him. Raised in the church, I had felt the presence of God, but for the first time, I felt God's intercessory comfort. Born and reared in New England, I didn't expect to find it in the Midwest, in Chicago. Leaving that church that day, I was reminded of the Bible story of the women visiting the tomb of Jesus, only to meet an angel in disguise who said, woman, why do you look for the living? Why do you look for the living among the dead? Those who look for God in their lives could look in Chicago, but I would submit that God is much closer, not among the dead, but among the living, among those who would comfort a stranger. I'm going to share with you a lesson, not my lesson, but the lesson from Scripture that I think is the secret of comfort that most people don't know or they don't understand, and it's this. God comforts people in their grief. God comforts people in their grief.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.